the voice of Lynn Beitel from The Voice back in 2017. Lynn joined Boy George's team, released an EP which did incredibly well because she has a wonderful voice. And I've had the pleasure of talking to Lynn on a number of occasions. We'll sort of call her a local. But a 9-time Golden Guitar winner, a Toyota Star Maker winner, a Mo Award winner, and 2022 Hands of Fame inductee. And also, Lynn's the Artistic Director with the Country Music Association of Australia Academy of Music. We hear about, you know, academies of cricket. Well, they have one for country music. Lynn's the director. She's also up for a number more Golden Guitar Awards tomorrow night. And she joins me now. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's Friday. Always good on Friday. How about you? Nice that sort of we're learning to live with the pandemic and you can get out and do a few shows, and certainly Tamworth back where it belongs in January. So it must be a good feeling for performers.
Look, it really is. And the festival feels back to normal in so many ways because the sun is shining, but it's not too hot, I've got to tell you. Tamworth has put on gorgeous weather for us this past 10 days, and it's just been lovely to get back into full venues and see my mates selling out shows. It's just wonderful.
And the crowds are good?
Yeah, the crowds have been beautiful. The opening concert was huge. That was spilling out up into the hill. It was just phenomenal to see because it's been so long since we've been able to have a proper festival.
We hear about so many people starting busking up in Tamworth. Did you ever busk before you were a performer there? Right.
I did, and it's really hard work. I've got loads of respect for buskers because it's quite a tough job getting out there and doing it. I think I only did it a couple of times, and I thought, oh, I think I might have to get a gig in a venue.
Which you've done very successfully. Look, I must ask you, you're an artistic director with the Academy of Country Music, and I think for some people you wonder where the dividing line is between different genres of music. How do you define a country song, Lynn?
Look, that is a very tough question. Country music is incredibly broad, and it's almost a knowing. There's a knowing that you're listening to country music because I think generally what makes a country song is there's a story, the lyrics are important, and generally it's a song that has something, some kind of a message. It's not always deep and meaningful, mind you, but a lot of country songs have got a message and great lyrics, and it comes from an authentic artist. I think that's a really important part of it, you know. We try not to be too pretentious in country music.
but you're right. The umbrella of country music seems to be getting wider and wider. You know, you have country pop, country rock, you have country all sorts of different things, and then all the different genres within it. I caught up with, at a function, it was actually a celebration of life for a mutual friend who passed away last year, and late last year, Troy Kemp was there. And we caught up and had a chat, and he's been based over. He came back for a tour with Drew McAllister. They released a new McAllister Kemp album, but he's been battling away over in Nashville, as a lot of Australians have. But his partner actually is a hairdresser, and he said that she's making more money than him at the moment over in Nashville. But he said every venue in Nashville, they have, you know, they might have. He's doing sort of, I think, doing two or three basically solo gigs, and they make, he said, they probably make more out of tips than they do out of, but he said it is so competitive, and so many good singer-songwriters. Morgan Evans, there's another Aussie who's done extremely well on the international stage. It's difficult to break into the international scene, though, isn't it, Lynn?
Well, you're just one of very many, like very many in the same pond. It's very different to Australia. Australia, we have our own issues, you know, with the fact that our townships are so much further away. You can do a tour in Nashville and the States, you know, starting in Nashville and just, you know, have a gig every night of the week and not have to go very far in between. Whereas in Australia, if you're not at least an hour and a half from each show, you're kind of taking from the same pool. And that's, you know, that's a big difference. We have a lot of costs and we have a lot of touring things that are different to the States. But I had considered many years ago. I had a publisher who wanted to set me up in Nashville, and I went over there for a while and spent a little time there, but it just wasn't for me. It wasn't the place I wanted to live. It wasn't where I wanted to put down roots. And as much as I enjoyed going and loved the experience and I learnt so much, it's just not where I wanted to be.
Yeah, all right. My guest, Lynn Botel, who's already won 9 Golden Guitars, and you're up for another 3 tomorrow night, is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty bloody excited, I must say. And I get to sing, Richard. I get to sing on the awards, and that's always a bonus because, I mean, it's bad enough that is you're going to be chewing your fingernails and feeling rather ill. You may as well get to sing.
Every time I fall, I land on my
Lynn Botel. Little snippet of Wiser, which is the title track of my most recent album, which came out last year. And I must say, not just because I'm talking to her, it's a fantastic album, Lynn. And a collaboration with a good mate, Shane Nicholson. Has that brought out something different in Lynn Botel, working with Shane?
I've been working with Shane a little bit, and over the years, this is our fourth project together, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really great to be able to sing with different people. Collaboration teaches you a lot and gives you, I don't know, an injection of excitement, I think. And there's something about harmony. As you know, my days in Bella, in the Hunter Valley there with beautiful Kate Valentine and Karen O'Shea, I've always loved harmony. And so to have the opportunity to record a duet with Shane was just such a great move for me. I was just like, yes, we'll do that.
All right. Now, the obvious question you ask songwriters, where does your inspiration come? Everywhere, everyday life, specific things?
Yeah, well, a lot of this album, a lot of Wiser, was written during lockdown. And I think it's a matter of build it and they will come, you know. Like, I thought to myself, I'd really like to be wiser and be able to handle all this stress a lot better. So I thought I'd write myself a little, you know, love note for the future. And
older and wiser.
Yeah, like, you know, like just that sense of everything's going to be okay. And it was hard, wasn't it, for all of us? I remember in the depths of despair, there was, you know, moments when I thought, oh, wow, I thought this was going to be over soon and now it's just compounding. And we think, you know, that wasn't such a big deal sometimes, but it actually was, and I think it affected a lot of people very deeply, and we're seeing that as we come out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And as I'm singing these songs, I'm reminded of just how much I've grown, and they tell me that I can handle whatever comes what may. You know, I've got it.
Yeah, good. All right. Look, you're up for 3 awards tomorrow night. There's the vocal collaboration of the year, that particular song, Wiser, the title mm-hmm. track from the album with Shane. Contemporary Country Album of the Year for the album, again, you and Shane for Wiser, and mm-hmm. Female Artist of the Year. Good luck tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you. I really am excited to, every time I get nominated, it's exciting. And to be, I guess, to get that nod from your peers and your industry group that your album is good enough to stand amongst all those brilliant records that have been produced over the last few years. Like, there's been a massive influx of great music. So I'm absolutely thrilled and honoured to be a part of the Golden Guitar Awards again.
All right. And tomorrow night, regardless of whether you win or lose, I suppose, you know, it's one of those few times in the year where you get together with all your country music mates. Must be a good night.
It is, actually. It's so much fun. And everyone gets dolled up. And, you know, it's like you're at a wedding, but no one's getting married.
Yeah. All right, look, I've got to play the latest single to be released from Wiser. It's called Looking for Nobody. Great song. Bit of a story to the song, Lynn?
Yes. It's funny you played the voice snippet at the beginning. This song is actually about the moment I came up with the title for this. The moment I was kicked off The Voice, because when you go home, there's not an entourage like there usually is when you come off stage after previous performances. You usually have this entourage of people around you just, you know, going, oh, my God, you're amazing. Your hair looks great, you know, all this sort of stuff. And you're brilliant. You're the best ever. And you get sent home and there's nobody. It's like, you know, Oh, I'm a loser now. Cool.
Well, you're anything but a loser.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I'll play it now. Looking for Nobody. And look, thank you very much for your time. Obviously, pretty busy in Tamworth this week. And good luck. Yeah. Good luck tomorrow night, Lynn.
Thanks so much, Richard. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah. Likewise. Looking for Nobody, Lynn Beitel from the Wiser album. 8 to 9 now. Daylight saving time.